Thanks for downloading the Foreign Exchange Market Report podcast for May the 8th from Coracle Online and Crossbar FX. The economic data announcements from last week were mostly on the downside, but all that seemed to be forgotten by the time the weekend was over and the dust had settled on Monday's bank holiday here in the UK. Markets reacted to the weekend's news that France has a new president, François Hollande, and the Greek coalition government can no longer agree to agree. US non-farm payrolls came in lower than expected, which the market ignored as its only 1 month's figures, which seems silly to react to in isolation. Instead, all the action was in Euroland and further afield. The Greeks can't form a majority government and agree to the deal they struck with the IMF and ECB, so the logic goes they'll not be lent any more money. This means they would go bust and have no choice but to default on the remaining debt obligations, which are mostly to the IMF and the EMU. Then they'd have to resort to printing their own money. In other words, they'd leave the EU. The fear is others may be tempted to follow suit. In France, the new president has the problem of actually now having to deliver on his rhetoric, which saw him elected, based on a renegotiation of the austerity measures drawn up by Germany. That's something the EMU and Germany say is not negotiable. In a nutshell, the perfect storm brewing in Europe just got more perfect. Elsewhere, a surprise 0.5% interest rate cut in Australia confirms that the economy there is slowing because of an implied falling off of business from China. Uncertainty is the enemy, and that has seen the euro weaken and the US dollar and sterling benefit. Risk appetites seem to be back in the driving seat, and a period of volatility will ensure that the market has made up its mind what the likely outcomes might be and position themselves accordingly. Despite sterling now trading up a cent against the euro, the forthcoming week's economic data may keep it back from getting to the 125 rate that so many think is the least the market should be trading at. Thanks for listening.